All right, welcome back to another episode of the Unpolished Podcast. I got a guest today. Don't say anything. I'll introduce you, okay? We got a guest. He's half Asian, and his name is Luke Trevisi. He's a comedian in the city. And Luke, I just want to ask you one question, which is, do you think you're a good person?
Oh, first of all, thanks for having me.
Just answer the question.
All right, yeah, I do feel like I'm a good person.
Okay.
Do you see how politely I answered that?
Okay. Why do you think you're a good person?
Didn't I not just show you how I'm a good person? I just said thank you for being on the podcast. Real polite, you know?
Just polite. Straightforward guy. Politeness doesn't mean you're a good person. You can be very passive aggressive.
Okay. Are you saying I could be passive aggressive?
Yeah.
I don't know where you're getting that information
I want to play
from.
You a clip.
Okay.
I want to play you a clip. And
what is this?
What you say. I want to play you a clip.
What
and
is
see,
this shit?
Can you shut the fuck up for a second? Okay. Just let me play the clip.
All right.
Okay, here's the clip.
Uh-huh.
Fucking who, Peter Wong.
Yeah, is it Peter Wong?
Peter Wong's not my number one enemy. My number one enemy
say it.
Alvin Kawhi.
Really?
Extra minute.
Definitely extra minute. Maybe a free mic for
this. Put this on fucking record.
Why? Yes.
Everything he fucking does with his fucking eyes and his fucking, his hard work ethic. And his, if you're not doing 11 million mics a week, it's like, okay, we get it. You're an Asian dad, but you have nobody love. You know?
Damn.
That's good.
I'm sick of it. All right? I'm sick of it. Stop being a stereotype. Get some cool sneakers and fucking keep it moving.
I mean, what the fuck, man?
I stand on record saying that. I stand by what I said there.
What the hell?
You are still my nemesis. I'm happy to be here, but you're still my nemesis.
I mean, I thought we were boys, and then you just fucking trashed me on Jimmy People's podcast.
Right. Nobody listens to that.
No one listens to that shit. But
exactly.
you still trash me, dude.
Listen, I'm a little salty because we did a show together. That was like right after we did that debate show together where you... Completely. You were like, let's do... Okay, so for the listeners, we did a debate show for Fazl Alam. What's the name of that show?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't really matter. I'm going to say... Kangaroo Court. That's the name of it.
Yeah.
At the creek in the cave. Mm-hmm. But he was like, give me a topic. We're going to debate each other. And I was like, okay, all right. How about Courtney Love versus Beyonce? It's a classic fight who would win that fight? And he was like, sure. And he was like, I'm going to argue... Beyonce. And then, you know, I make all these slides about how Courtney Love is stronger than Beyonce, and it's a real good time, and I'm enjoying myself, and I'm like, I wonder what counter arguments Alvin's gonna have. And Alvin doesn't even keep up with the assignment. He doesn't do the assignment at all. Just decides to do a deep dive on everything I've ever said, done on social media, and just trashes me. Just like, look at this. Look at this person.
There's
this
one
incel.
There's one slide where I think I had a poorly drawn dick.
Yeah.
Going into your face.
Yeah.
And
and now you're wondering if I'm a good person?
Hey man, at least I did it to your face.
Right.
You know, this shit was behind my back. You know what's funny about that debate is I don't even remember what we were supposed to debate. Like when you said Courtney Love versus Beyonce, I was like, I have no idea.
You were like, I could be like corn chips versus potato chips, and you'd be like, sure, why not?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. But it was really fun going through past your...
going through all my shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, you're my nemesis. You have to have an enemy in comedy.
Right.
That's what I've learned.
Do you have any other enemies?
No, you're my only one. You're my first and my only one.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you were talking about, and I don't know how much you were joking about this, but you were talking about how, like, Asian comics, like, kind of see each other as competition. And I feel like there was some truth to that. Like,
yeah.
I know you're joking, but...
Yeah. I don't... Listen. As far as, like... as far as, like, are you
I
actually
mean, bro,
like
why are you just putting Asians against each other?
That's what I have to do. I'm the agent of chaos. No, man, there's you were talking about it on the last podcast. You were literally talking about this on the last podcast.
What?
That like diversity spots are literally all of us competing for one spot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, there's three straight white males on that fucking lineup, but you get one token Asian per show.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard Fumi and Mike talk about it on their podcast about how you don't meet other Asian comics because you only get one per show.
Right.
So a lot of the times, like, there'll be comics that don't even know each other about each other mm-hmm. because they never see each other.
Yeah.
So obviously it's like, yeah, that kind of plays into it. And I was kind of playing into that where it's like, yeah, I need a nemesis. Why not another Asian comic? Keep it all in the family, you know?
But I think that is actually such a good point. Like, you don't get to meet that many other
right.
Asian you comics. Because I do feel like the camaraderie between Asian comics is...
slim to none.
Yeah.
Like, there's none. Like, we went to... You did the Asian Comedy Festival, right?
I didn't even apply.
You didn't even apply and you got in.
I just did a... Someone had a Purdue show on right. there and then I just
and
did
they were
show.
Like, this guy. This guy's going to be on it. See? This is like nemesis shit where I apply... You know, I put in like a really good bio and all this and you just get there, you know.
Well, I wasn't going to pay because the fucking festival was run by this dude who
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of salty because he's because he runs like a lot of Asian shows.
Yeah.
And he's had me on one time.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think that like you and me are like a couple of like the better Asian comics in the city.
I would hope so. Yeah.
And I don't know how many times he's booked you.
Never.
He's never booked you.
Never booked me.
So it's just like, what the fuck, man?
I know. And he gave me a headlining spot in his festival. And I'm like, I don't understand.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, even when we were there for that, like, afterwards we all did like karaoke together. But like, everybody pretty much just went their separate ways after that. It doesn't feel like there was like a, there's an attempt to build a community.
Yeah.
But maybe it's because of a lot of our upbringings that we are competitive naturally.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe we see each other as like, competition, and that's why we don't really hang out with each other like that.
Here's my theory on like, because it's not, I don't think it's only Asian comics. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's just Asians in America
yeah.
are kind of have that mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And my theory on it is, like, Asians are such a small portion of the population. Like, we're right. less than 5%.
Right.
So we're kind of used to being the token guy.
Right.
So if there's another Asian person there, then you're not the token guy anymore.
Yeah.
And like that's weird to deal with.
Sure.
And it's not that like you hate another Asian or you want them to fail or you're like, I just want to be the only one. It's just yeah. like, it's just kind of unfamiliar to have someone
yeah.
like you
yeah.
somewhere.
Exactly.
And so like, it's almost like we don't know how to deal with that.
Absolutely.
Whereas like,
which is why you're my nemesis. Because... I would say we're around equal levels of funniness, and that threatens me, so I don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's annoying, too, when you see, like, an Asian comic who's just so fucking funny, and it's not even like they've gone on stage a bunch.
Yeah.
You know, like, they've maybe have the same or less stage time than you, like, Jason Choi.
Yeah.
I mean...
Rips it.
Dude, that dude is so fucking good.
Yeah.
And it's just like, how long have you been doing
but
stand-up?
But he's tall. Like, he can't be my nemesis. We're like similar heights, you know?
Don't fucking group me in with your short man height. How tall are you?
5'6".
5'10", dude.
5'10"?
5'10", bro.
Listen, you put us in a lineup. They're gonna be like, one of these guys did it, for sure.
They're not going to know.
They're not going to know the difference.
Yeah.
You know that.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. It could be 5'10", 5'6", kind of the same. You know? Under 6 foot, that's what they're hearing. That's what they're hearing.
Well, you're also half Italian.
Yeah.
So you're only, so you know, your blood is a little tainted.
It's a little, yeah, there's a little mud in there.
I'm a pure-blooded
right.
Chinese man.
Again, I'm threatened by that.
I have no traces of
white.
Impurity. So... I was just wondering, how does it feel to just be a little dirty?
It's weird because like the Italian stuff, like it'll kind of like pop up every now and then where you've got like, I don't know, like I'm very particular about my sauces.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that would like. I feel like when you're like half of like when you're this mixed race, something's like
particular about your sauces.
Yeah,
okay.
You're just very particular about my sauces. Okay. Like I like my sauces. Like
elaborate on that,
dude. There's legitimate situations where I'll be at a restaurant. And I'll be like, this isn't as good as my mother's sauce, and she's the Asian one,
mm-hmm.
but like she knows how to make a good tomato sauce.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, but there's like in the back of my mind, I'm like, this isn't my mother's sauce, you know?
Wait, so your Filipino mother
yeah.
makes great Italian food?
Yeah, because my grandfather taught her how to make everything.
Wow.
Yeah, Right. Yeah. Like he was living with us, and then he eventually got dementia. So he was like, "I'm losing my mind. You gotta learn how to cook everything."
Yeah.
So he taught her like how to make like the family sauce and all this other stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So she eventually just got to teach it to me, but still, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you know like what her secrets are? Is it just the tomato sauce, or is it kind of like different sauces? Like
no, it's the tomato sauce, but like the type of tomatoes she uses, mm-hmm. and then like how she cooks the onions and whatnot. That's like different methods. I'm not revealing on this podcast. I'm not gonna give my nemesis good tomato sauce.
Right, that's very Italian of you.
Right, of course.
That's crazy. So would you say that she's better at Italian food cooking or Filipino
food
cooking?
No, Filipino food for sure.
Yeah.
Like that's bread and butter right there, mm-hmm. you know? But yeah, I think like as far as like being Italian, like it doesn't come up as much, mostly because like my dad like skipped out when I was like 15, mm-hmm. and he was never really there before that. So it was like his side of the family kind of just disowned me anyway.
Yeah.
So like I connect more. I was hanging out with Filipinos when I was young. And I more identify as an Asian than anything else.
Well, you were talking about that. Because on the podcast clip I just played, you were talking about how, like, growing up, you actually hung out with a bunch of Asians.
Right.
And so I was wondering, like, how does it feel being half Asian around like, people who are completely Asian? Like, did they treat you differently, or did they treat you, like, the same? Because you look really Asian.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, from appearances, it's like...
Yeah, I got away with that for the most part. There'd be a couple of times where, like my nickname in high school was Half Breed. Right. Because, like, in the Asian club, there's, like... you've seen, like, the sweater that I have where it's, like, it says Asian club and then Half Breed underneath it.
Yeah.
That was my nickname. That was just, like, my nickname.
It's fucking dope, though.
It was cool. Yeah. I liked it. I liked it a lot. It was, like... It was like my weird defining factor for a little bit, mm-hmm. was that like I was white, but I would not do white things really.
Right.
It also gave me the ability to kind of put myself in different groups too. Like it allowed me to kind of float around in different, because like if you didn't like white people, you could like sympathize with my Asian side. If you don't like Asian people, you could sympathize with my white side. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it was a lot like. I could pretty much float between most groups.
So it's not like you felt like you didn't belong anywhere. It's more like you felt included in both sides.
Yeah, I felt like I was included more so on the Asian side. Like the Asian side just kind of, you know, welcomed me with open arms. The whites were just like, "Hey, is that funny kind of Asian Italian guy?"
Right,
you
right,
know?
Right.
Yeah.
Because I feel like for a half Asian dude, like you're very secure about your identity.
Yeah.
Whereas like I've met a lot of like other halfies.
Yeah.
Who like they seem like they have an internal crisis going on.
I mean, there is an internal crisis for sure. It's happening. I'm just better at hiding it than other people.
Right.
Cuz you have different cultures just kind of running around up there, and you're just trying to figure out, you know, like is it because of this that I'm not being like, I don't know, like with comedy specifically, that's where I have like the issue, because I'm like, sometimes I worry when I get up on stage and I tell Asian jokes, I'm like, I don't know if they identify me mm-hmm. as an Asian person. Mm-hmm. And in today's culture, that could be a problem.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like all you need, like if you look at my jokes and you give me like 1 second to just be like, if they don't make the decision that I'm Asian in that moment.
Yeah.
I could get canceled, you know?
Right.
That's what I worry about. It's right. Like how others perceive, but I believe I'm Asian, mm-hmm. you know? I grew up more Asian than Italian, so that's just the one thing I worry about more so than anything else.
I mean, the parent that raised you was the Asian parent.
Right.
So it's like that's...
Yeah,
that's exactly. Probably how you feel.
Exactly.
You have this really funny bit where you... where you rank Asians.
I love that joke so much.
And I just wanted to talk about... like your ranking of the Asians, and whether that list is like your I mean, I know it's like we're joking right now, but if it's like actually kind of your true opinion on things.
The top three for sure.
Okay. I kind of want you to go through it if that's okay.
Yeah,
I,
no problem.
Yeah.
So like I put number one at the top are the Japanese.
Yeah.
I mean.
As a Chinese guy, that makes me very angry.
It makes you angry, but I'm sorry.
Rivalry.
It's true.
Okay.
As far as like things, like if you look at if you look at how society views the Japanese culture, it's well regarded. You know, they like we're like we consume a lot of what the Japanese puts out. Americans say like
what, like electronics?
Not just electronics, but like the cult, like anime and like okay. and anime and like more anime.
I just like anime.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But like they do have like a lot of like style, like a lot of like fashion comes from Japan.
They do.
And it like it evolves here in America. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of like kind of even like the work, like how like the workflow of Japan is something that America deep down wants to strive for, where it's like if ideally they would have our people, Americans working 80 hours a week,
right,
you know,
right, yeah.
like they are like kind of, as far as like model minority goes, mm-hmm. they like, I feel like America, like as far as America goes, they look at Japan and they go, why can't everyone be like these guys, you know?
Right, right.
And China, I put China at number two.
China's number two. I put China, you would put Korea at number
no,
two.
No, I put China at number two. Okay. Because they're just a power whore. They're powerhouse.
Power whore?
Powerhouse. Okay. Powerhouse, not okay. Power whore. I was like thinking power horse and whatever.
Yeah.
So I think they're a powerhouse because it's just like they're industrial giants, you mm-hmm. know? Mm-hmm. If China doesn't want to make anything anymore, the world is fucked.
Yeah.
You know? But as far as like cultural impact, they have less of a cultural impact than Japan does.
See, I feel like like anime is huge.
Yeah.
Like anime, and anime really resonates with like Gen Z mm-hmm. too. Like everyone in Gen Z watches anime.
Yeah.
Which it's kind of cool to watch anime now, which is really that really pisses it
wasn't,
me off.
That wasn't how we were when we were growing up.
No,
right?
We were all closeted anime mm-hmm. fans. Like, we were all watching anime, but yeah. if you admitted it, then
you
like,
were a nerd.
Yeah,
but we were in the Asian group when we were kids, so it was like expected of us to fuck with anime.
I mean, even amongst my Asian friends, like
really,
they would, yeah, they would just be no. like, "Oh, you're watching a lot of like Naruto. Like you're a fucking loser."
No, we were. I guess we were losers then because we were just like down the rabbit hole. Like,
I remember in college, I would watch like episodes of Naruto.
Yeah,
but I would have to use my headphones.
Yeah, well, no, Naruto was one like when we were in college. You're right. That's when it was like, why are you watching Naruto? It's like 700 episodes, and 350 of them are fillers.
That's a different reason. That's yeah. like a practical like why anime why this anime isn't like worth it is because right. there's so many fillers. But I would literally, dude, I took more security watching anime than I did with porn.
Really?
I would lock my door. I would put on my headphones. Dude, if I was jerking off to porn in college, I wouldn't give
oh,
a
yeah,
shit.
For sure.
My door a little cracked open.
Yeah. You let them know. You let them yeah. know who's the boss.
It was a power move in the apartment,
absolutely.
Honestly. But it surprises me that you say Japan because I feel like the cultural impact of Koreans is like so significant. Like you talk about fashion, and
yeah.
I feel like Koreans are actually like the Japanese people look good.
Right.
But I feel like in terms of fashion, like that's... That's like
you think
Koreans.
It's more so Koreans. I think Koreans are making a push. I think they're like they're trying to move
up
the
they're
power rankings.
Dude, they're making
I make them
hair
number,
products
they're number
for
three.
Black chicks.
That's true. They're number three. I put them at number three.
Yeah,
but that's because like, first of all, there's biases that I have against like not yeah Koreans.
Oh, let's
Koreans.
Hear it, dude.
I have biases against Koreans because Koreans don't like Filipinos.
Really?
Yeah. Like
is that a rivalry?
There's a story. Well, they just don't like. I don't know. There's a lot of people that don't like the Filipinos.
Well, I don't think Koreans like Chinese people either.
Right. But they're very like, you know, they could be very like the like Koreans only. Like I was at a bar.
You know what I feel like Koreans yeah. are? I feel like Koreans are like the French of Asia.
Yes. They're very snooty. Very
yeah.
like, you know.
Yeah.
We're very, like we're above everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have K-pop.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as far as like if you look at it, right, like. I went to a Korean bar once, and I think in the Flushing area, and we walked in. It was like me and my like eight Filipino friends, and they kicked us out. Immediately, they were like Koreans only, Koreans only.
Wow!
And they kicked us out, and everybody kind of like even people outside were like, "Yeah, that's your fault. You walked into a Korean bar. What'd you expect? You know?"
Yeah.
That was like kind of the mentality. So there's still places that exist in like. In America that are like Korean only. And I think that's like what holds back their society is that mm-hmm. they're just like, they're not as inclusive as other races,
mm-hmm.
you know?
That's really fucked up.
Yeah.
I can't believe they just kicked you out for being Filipino.
Yeah.
But that was like, I mean, do you find like a lot of venues do that? Or was it just the one, like that one atrocious?
It was just the one, but that was also like, you know, in the heart of like all of the Korean stuff in that area.
Yeah.
You know, and it's also, it was an older bar too. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's like more so like deep rooted in
like the old ways.
In the old ways. Everything is changing now. Yeah. Koreans will be on top at some point, but Japan is just too, I think they're too powerful.
I think they've had the best legacy, mm-hmm. you know, because I feel like
also Americans have like a deep seated like guilt when it comes to Japan
for bombing them twice.
Yeah.
That second one was a bit unnecessary, right?
Well, yeah, the second one was like, all right, put your dick away. What are you doing?
It's kind of like if you knock someone out and then you kick him in the face while they're down.
Right.
It's like, which is funny because that happened to a comic who was like outside the lantern. He wasn't even like barking there, but like, I'm going to bleep out the name, but it was. It's funny just because this dude he's an idiot, but I think he was just hanging outside the lantern, and like there was an 11-year-old kid who walked by, and like was being really aggressive for no reason, and like this, like, okay, maybe he wasn't 11, maybe he was like 13. This 13-year-old kid knocked him out and then kicked him in the face, and then was just laying there.
Wow.
Yeah. It was.
Oh, I wish I saw that.
It was crazy.
That's nuts.
Okay, so the top three.
Yeah.
Japan, China, and then Korea.
And then Korea.
Okay. Where do you rank your own people?
I put us jokingly at the bottom. I put us like at the bottom because a lot of other Asian countries don't really fuck with us. And that's because we're kind of like mud-blooded. Mm. Like our culture is like
inherently it's
Spanish. Exactly. Like it's Spanish, but also like you know, the Japanese came during World War II and fucked our shit up. Yeah. The Chinese came during the, like, you know, way BC era, fucked our shit up.
Yeah.
You know. Like everybody just came to the Philippines, took like some of our resources and dipped, you know.
Everyone just taken from you guys.
Yeah, because we're, you know, one of those equator places. Those equatorial places are like high in resources, so that's why they get attacked the most.
I feel like, because it's so interesting how like Filipino people are like mixed blooded, and I just feel like. If there is like racial superiority, it's just whenever two races mix.
Yeah.
Like a mixed race people are so, like, I think there's studies that their like immune systems are
better,
stronger,
maybe
than people who aren't mixed. And
it's just like, you know, I hate to compare people to dogs, but dogs, when they're mixed breed, a lot of the times the genes, they kick out a lot of like, ancestral diseases. So like there's certain dogs where like they'll have bad eyes after a certain point, and like collies
have
historically like bad eyes and like bad knees and shit.
Yeah.
But if you mix them with something that doesn't, like a Dachshund or something that's a little bit smaller, like eventually it kind of like fixes itself where, you know, now you don't have bad knees and you don't have bad eyes.
Right.
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 So it's like, yeah, same concept.
And
but it's people with consciousness.
But I think that's so true, like with people, like I just see so many professional athletes and like, dude, the best ones nowadays are like, they're all mixed, bro.
Yeah.
like Naomi Osaka just fucking, you know, she's like on top of the tennis world right now. Steph Curry's mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Is Blake Griffin mixed? He's mixed.
Like, well, Blake's kind of fallen off the after a while.
It doesn't matter, though.
He's still at the top.
He just jumps out. If you think about it,
he's still at the top of the food chain when it comes to basketball players. He's still in the NBA.
Yeah. And, like, that athleticism, he's still way more athletic than, like, who's more athletic than that guy?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just feel like I need to marry a...
Yeah, what are you gonna mix? Because I feel like I'm more leaning towards marrying an Asian woman, you know? And I just think it's because, like, I want to preserve my Asian genes.
Oh, wow. Know? Okay.
I guess, I mean, like, that sounds, that'll get taken out of context eventually. That's going to get me in trouble.
No, I can kind of see
that,
you know?
But, like, as far as, like, you know, if if the person that I I fall in love with is a different race, whatever, that's fine. Yeah. I don't care.
I mean, you're backtracking now.
I'm backtracking. That's fine. I'm just making sure. I'm just covering my bases.
No, let it be on the record that you clearly
you're my number one nemesis. I'm pro eugenics,
dude. Yeah, exactly. This is why I brought you on. Is I'm gonna edit clips of this,
right,
and take it out of context and just be like,
you're just gonna take the part where I say I'm pro eugenics
or whatever.
I'm pro,
yeah.
Yeah. Whatever it is. No, like, I just, you know, there's, identify more as an Asian. I think that's why. And I'm like, if I throw in more white, that's going to be like, because you've got the Spanish in there, you've got the Italian in there. That's going to really muddy my shit up.
Well, if you really want it muddy, you got to go with, like, black or Indian.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, not, well. And- You're gonna, why is it black or Indians are muddying the blood, Alvin?
Well, you use,
I can do the same thing to you.
You use muddy as like just mixing,
right?
You know, because you already got like white, Spanish, and Asian. Mm-hmm. The only things left are like Indian and Middle Eastern and black.
Yeah, I wanna marry a half black, half Spanish woman so that my child could be the Avatar.
Nice,
master of all four races.
Yeah, I mean, my girlfriend right now, she's. She's like full Chinese like me, so
interesting.
Yeah, so you know, if we have a kid, it's
gonna
just
be a born Chinese kid.
It's gonna be a disease ridden fucking purebred, you know.
Gross.
It's gonna have eyesight problems and
yeah.
shit. So it's like you gotta fuck a cow or something,
or something. You gotta mix that shit up, you know. Exactly. Get a little cow print going on your child. That's what's up.
All right, I think that's gonna be the podcast.
Okay,
is there anything you want to plug?
At Trevezus on Instagram and Twitter, TROVEEZUS.
Yeah,
and I have a podcast where we talk about sneakers.
Yeah, it's really good.
Thank you.
It's a really good podcast.
I really enjoy it a lot. It's called Sup Podcast, SUP ? Podcast.
Yeah.
It's me, Lawrence Deloach, and Chris Chaney. We just talk about sneaker releases coming out, and we try to do some silly stuff every now and then. Our last episode had Juice Foster on it. He's an actor friend of mine. What did we talk about? We talked about how there's a skateboarder for Louis Vuitton now, and why that's a big deal, because he grew up skating and he kind of familiar with the guy. So it's interesting. It's very fun. Yeah.
Awesome. Check that awesome. Out. Awesome. Yeah. Check out that podcast. And guys, again, if you enjoy, just leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And that's going to be it.
Thanks for having me. You're still my nemesis.